Hi, I'm Dr. Tabitha, the gutsy gynecologist. I'm a triple board certified OBGYN and functional medicine physician. I've embraced the world of functional medicine and wellness through my own personal health journey, and I'm super excited to share my wisdom and unique perspective as it pertains to women's health. After caring for thousands of women, I've come to realize that your gut health determines your gyn health and your overall health. And it's a super gutsy thing for me to go against conventional gynecology practice to bring you the truth. No more Band-Aid medicine, ladies. We're talking root cause resolution on this show. So if you're struggling with hormone imbalance, weight gain, period issues, anxiety, insomnia, you name it, then you've come to the right place. And I want to be your gutsy gynecologist. So welcome. Ouch. Okay. I got a 2-star review today and I want to talk about it. Like, I've been just praying on the fact that I hope the woman who wrote this review actually does hear this episode. She said she was no longer going to listen, but I really want to emphasize the fact that as women, it's important for us to know what we stand for and what we don't stand for, and to be authentic and stand in our truth. And a big part of feeling empowered and living a purposeful life and being mindful with your actions throughout the day is knowing what you believe and what drives your life, what drives you to make the choices that you make all along the way. And for me, I mentioned on a podcast episode that I am a Christian, and that really rubbed somebody the wrong way. It was SSEHL, I think was the handle. And she said, oh no, I was such a fan of Dr. Tabitha and this podcast and was excited for today's episode about faith. However, I was disappointed and honestly shocked to hear her describe faith in her words as, quote, believing in Christ as your personal savior, unquote. Ouch. I am of another faith, so Dr. Tabitha just kicked me out of her listenership by making it clear her show is not intended for me at all. It's really a shame she decided not to include people of all faiths and belief systems. Health and healing and must mean accepting and embracing people of all religions, not pushing one. I can no longer support or listen to this podcast. So disappointing, unnerving, and frankly hurtful. I truly apologize that I hurt you. And if I hurt anyone else, that was completely not the intent whatsoever. Me standing in my truth and saying what I believe is not the same as me saying, I don't accept what you believe and your truth. In fact, as a Christian, I accept everyone and their beliefs. That is what Jesus taught, you know? He taught that you need to be accepting and loving and not judgmental. And so I welcome women of all faiths, whether that is, you know, honoring the trees and nature, and that's where you find your higher power and your greater good, or you're Buddhist, or whatever your belief is, I will stand and defend you for that, because that is what matters to me, that you have a belief, and that you have a faith, and that you believe there is something higher and greater out there beyond you and beyond these simple earthly things. This is a moment in time for our soul. There is something bigger. That is what I believe. And I will defend your belief. And so I'm sorry that it came across as exclusive. That's not at all what I was trying to do. I was trying to say, this is what got me to where I am. This is what strengthens me and gets me through. And if you have this same belief, here's a program that I am doing that we can work together. Please know that I see women of all faith backgrounds in my practice. And my desire is to help you tap into that as your superpower and to really re-strengthen that connection or create that connection, depending on where you are in your journey, because that is part of the healing process. I completely agree with what she said in the review. It is a mandatory part of your healing journey is to step into your faith. So the fact that my faith looks different potentially than yours, that shouldn't matter. I am not pushing Christianity on anyone. I am sending out an invitation. If you have the same beliefs and thoughts that I do, or if you're interested in that, you are welcome to come and join this program. It is not a prerequisite. It's not exclusive. I am not a mean girl. I am very inclusive, and I welcome all thoughts and beliefs and backgrounds. So I hope that clears some things up. I think that, you know, the fact that she was a fan of my podcast up until now is a testament to the fact that I am inclusive and that I just support women at baseline. I support you as a woman, and I really want you to step into your true authentic self and own that. And I hope that's what women are receiving from these podcast episodes. So thank you so much for your honesty. I think having these conversations are super important. And I think it's important not to just shut someone out because they have a different belief system. I think it's important to say, oh, okay, she doesn't necessarily believe what I do as far as faith, but we can agree that health needs to have that spiritual component. Maybe we can be on this journey together. So, like one of my mentors, JJ Virgin, she's awesome. She is a health and weight loss expert, you know, multi New York Times bestsellers. She's been on every show possible and whatnot. But she guides a lot of health entrepreneurs. I belong to one of her masterminds, and she always says, if I can get paleos and vegans and carnivores all at the table together, and we're working together for a common good of creating health and wellness in this world, then, you know, we've done our job, and that's amazing. And so I feel the same way about faith and religion and beliefs. Like, we don't all have to be carnivore. We don't all have to be vegan. We don't all have to be Christian. We don't all have to, you know, believe in quantum physics or whatever. But if we can all agree on some basic tenets, like, yeah, we have a soul that needs to be connected to our body and our choices every day, then let's work together for that common path and that greater good. So let me know in the reviews what you think about what I said today. And let's just keep having an open mind, supporting each other as women. You know, the fact that this reviewer has a different faith than me, that does not close me off to her whatsoever. If anything, I want to know and understand her more so that I can support her. So let me know how this hits home for you, and hopefully that clears a few things up. So go have an amazing week, ladies.